Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on this broadcast today. We always look forward to your dialogue and discussion as we face issues. It's our joy to have you call in, give your input. Someone said on one occasion, I want to just put in my 2 cents worth. Well, we invite you to do so, and that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about today, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Perhaps you recall that phrase or that statement used during the Clinton administration. We'll talk about that in a moment. We're talking about don't ask, don't tell when it comes to the COVID vaccination. You will find more and more as you enter into a store, a business, a place where there will be some arena or some gathering. You will be asked the question, have you been vaccinated? Or they will want to take your temperature and ask that question and fill out their little form. Have you been vaccinated? And I'm saying to everybody, we need to say, don't ask, don't tell. If it worked with Bill Clinton and the military, with the sodomites entering into the military, and he said the policy would be don't ask, don't tell. If you're homosexual, you're not to ask. If you're homosexual, you're not to answer, and you're not to tell them. That was the Clinton administration policy during his era in the 90s. And I believe that ought to be the policy we take as Christians today, as conservatives today, as patriots today. Don't ask and don't tell. Don't ask me, and if you do, I'm not telling you. That's between me and my physician. We'll be talking about that today and the need for us to recognize our rights and our freedoms that we still have in our Bill of Rights, and we need to understand that is our protection today. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I commend it to you. I call it the truth book. It is the truth of the Word of God that we ought to depend on. In fact, as we look at the Scripture, I'm always amazed how we fail to recognize what the Scripture says and use that as our guideline. Colossians, the 2nd chapter, in the 8th verse, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. May I admonish you with that today. We are today being deceived with vain deceit, traditions of men, and the philosophies today of man and not of God. We need to take a stand on truth. The truth book, that's the Word of God. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. That's not the end of it. And the truth shall make you free. It is the truth book. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And John 17:17, Jesus says, thy word is truth. I just discovered an article by former Senator Jim DeMint. This article says, DeMint warns Americans the decline linked to the death of truth. America's decline is linked to the death of truth, former Senator Jim DeMint says. Let me read you a couple of brief paragraphs. Truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity, end quote. He cited a time when he and his wife visited a church on Easter Sunday and heard a stunner, he says, from the preacher. after this quote, after describing the miraculous and indescribable resurrection of Jesus, the pastor concluded in his message, "It doesn't really matter if it really happened or not. It's only do we believe it as to be true," end quote. The former senator explained the obvious. What we believe about truth does not change what is truth. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There is no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. So, ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to the matter that we need to depend on truth, and truth is simply the Word of God. It is the truth of the Word of God. Every person doesn't have truth. His truth may be on the basis, he says, well, I don't know what your truth is, but this is my truth. No, there's not but one truth. And we need to recognize that today, ladies and gentlemen. It is the truth of the Word of God. It was the secularist George Orwell, many years ago in the writing of his dystopian novel called 1984, when George Orwell made the statement, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And that's exactly what we see taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. It is the hatred for truth. And if we stand for truth, if we speak the truth, if we confront evil with truth, we're the ones that are despised and rejected. This is the reason I say we need to hang on to what the 15th century church, 15th century theologian and church reformer said, Jan Hus made a statement. He said this, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we need to do, is to learn the truth, listen to the truth. You won't find that on the Communist Network News or the mainline news media. It is simply not found today on any news outlet that I've seen of late. There's some that will have a modicum of truth. Some will have to tell a little truth and then bend it the way they want you to hear it. But this is simply, we're simply living in the last of the last days, when I believe there's coming a time when we'll have to take a stand, even if it means our life, that we stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a somber thought, but it's very real. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time can answer all your questions about professional and homeowner lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole there with the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. At the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, find that flag in the flagpole. As the flag is flowing, the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about don't ask, don't tell today on this broadcast. I think it is necessary for us to understand that we're being put in a box in America. The conservatives, the Christians, the patriots, and all of us, whatever category you're in, that you've decided we're not going to wear a mask and we're going to not going to take the vaccination. In fact, with the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, they've just changed the definition of the anti-vaxxer. And it now includes people against government vaccinations and the government mandate of vaccinations. Yes, you're right. We're watching the evolution, the devolution, the devolving of society, even to the point where on a rapid pace basis, our dictionaries are being changed to embrace the latest politically correct agenda that's being carried out by the Biden cabal in Washington. This article is dated May the 12th, and it says the Merriam-Webster Dictionary apparently stealthily edited its definition of the term anti-vaxxer to now include people who are opposed to forced vaccinations and presumably the coronavirus in particular. And it goes on to talk about people are now bitterly divided not only whether or not the vaccination should be taken, but also whether it should be mandated by a government that can't even be trusted to guard our national southern borders. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a good question to be asking, demands to be answered. If this government cannot control our borders, how can they control or protect our health? If they can't control the borders and they don't have enough sense to know whether or not the borders are open or closed, the head of the department that controls the borders keeps saying, the borders are closed, the borders are closed, when there are thousands upon thousands coming in every 24 hours. And yet he's saying, don't pay attention to what your lying eyes tell you. Just believe what I'm telling you. The borders are closed. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a very serious thing, an ominous thing, that is looming over all of America and around the globe, even at this hour. We're watching the nations around the globe being forced into coming under the guise and the direction of that which I call the coming global dictator, the Antichrist. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist will step on the scene after the rapture of the church. But we're watching the stage being set today for the one that is called the Antichrist. He is called also the man of sin, the lawless one. When he steps on the scene and he rules with an iron fist, he'll be able to know everyone where you're located, what you're doing, whether or not you've been vaccinated, if you want to put it that way. But ladies and gentlemen, the COVID jab, as it is called by some, is, as one writer says, is a genocidical weapon of mass destruction. What connects 2,000 years of genocide? Too much power in too few hands, says Simon Wiesenthal. The more vaccinations is supported by the public authorities, the more will its dangers and disadvantages be concealed and denied. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we see taking place today. The more we're seeing the push for the vaccination, the more we're watching the denial and the deceit that is taking place. This article says America is killing humanity and shaking hands with the devil, brought to us by the United States government via their stakeholders, the Gates Foundation, the Center for Disease Control, the National Health Institute, NIH, and the World Health Organization, Big Pharma, and other Democratic-controlled propaganda medias, and their favorite mouthpieces, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Media are promoting an evil injection which is causing countless worldwide deaths and disastrous side effects. They have made a commitment to promote mass vaccinations for COVID virus. We may well be witnessing the largest number of unnecessary vaccinations inducing death in American history, despite the 99.75% overall recovery from the coronavirus pathogen, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, when I talk about don't ask, don't tell, as I stated earlier in the pre-monologue on this broadcast today, don't ask, don't tell was used by Bill Clinton. It was used to allow the rule for the military, as the rule for the military, to literally allow the sodomites to come into the military program. We are all free citizens, ladies and gentlemen. We're supposed to be free to make the decision if we want to have the vaccination or not. We should be free to travel. As citizens, we should be free without even border restrictions between states. Ladies and gentlemen, that was given to us in our Bill of Rights by our founding fathers. But ladies and gentlemen, today, there's building a push to have a COVID pass that you won't be able to fly on a plane, you won't be able to go to school, college, or enter a restaurant or building or get medical treatment or medical insurance or other services unless you have the vaccination. And the vaccination now is going to be required on a universal basis as we're being gradually cudgeled into on a universal basis in order to buy, sell, trade, or travel. That's the coming thing. That is the dominant umbrella that's overshadowing this globe today. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that it is ultimately going to take place. Now, I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, as Amos says, the little book of Amos, the minor prophet text. ladies and gentlemen, but I am here to tell you that we're watching the curtains close. We're watching the net being drawn. We're watching the all of the actors being put in place. We're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, Washington State now requiring a COVID pass. We're watching today as New York has already entered into an agreement with IBM for the Excelsior pass, which is a COVID pass. And state after state after state is investigating the potentiality, the probability, and the networking of how that shall be done for it to be carried out. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to realize and reflect back on the fact that CDC, this is an article that says, as many people have died from COVID-19 vaccination as all vaccinations in the past 20 years combined. You would ask the question, why would they not recognize with the number of deaths, with the number of catastrophic illnesses, with the number of catastrophic results from the vaccination, why would they want a COVID pass? Why would they want to continue to perpetuate that and cause deaths? This article says, how does 4,178 post-vaccination deaths relate to other vaccines, according to the Health Impact News? The number of deaths recorded following the experimental COVID injections now equals the number of all recorded deaths following vaccines for the past 20 years. Ladies and gentlemen, if that doesn't scare your socks off, nothing will. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, you can call 831-0917, 831-0917. We're talking about the COVID vaccination. We're talking about the COVID question, as you, if you've been vaccinated, that they're now asking at businesses and stores and shops, and they're now insisting that there needs to be some recognition of that, some passport that will allow you to go to school, go to church, go to college. In fact, in Canada, they've gone absolutely ballistic. They've gone start raving crazy, nuts, if you want to call it that, today in the nation of Canada. You can't even go to church without harassment today, and they're doing it on the basis of the health institutes there in Canada saying that we're protecting you, the people. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't need the government to protect me. I don't need the government to protect my health. I believe that God gives us the sole responsibility. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. If Nancy Pelosi and AOC and all of the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party tell you that a woman has the right to choose, that a woman has the right to control her own body because of the desire to murder the baby in the womb, and is now under the domination of the nation, ladies and gentlemen, where we had 63 million murders in the mother's womb because the philosophy that was issued in that opinion in 1973 by the U.S. Extreme Court, not Supreme Court, Extreme Court, that said a woman has the right to choose. Well, if a woman has the right to choose, why can't I, as a conservative, as a Christian, have the right to choose? If I don't want something injected in my body that has the high probability, not possibility, but the high probability of harming my health or destroying my life, why should I not have the right to say no? Don't ask, don't tell. Don't ask me if I've been vaccinated. Don't ask me to tell you if I've been vaccinated. This should be a mindset and a mantra. If you walk into a store and they say, have you been vaccinated? Say, you're not supposed to ask me that. It is something that is between me and God and my physician. You can't ask me that question. HIPAA laws, the federal HIPAA law, requires that to be private between me and my physician, not between me and thee, not between me and the government, but between me and my physician. That's the law. And I'm a little passionate about that. Perhaps you noticed that. I believe that we need to recognize the source of the problem and how it needs to be resolved. Here's one. It says the leading vaccine researcher tells you what's in the COVID vaccine and why it's lethal. This article says since COVID-19 related reared its ugly head, many people were cautious considering when the virus popped up. After all, it occurred during the reelection of Donald Trump and his campaign, and it seems to come out of nowhere. It definitely was enough to make many people wonder what all of this was about. And still, people are questioning if it is often said that the cure is way worse than the sickness itself. And for myself, I truly believe that the case that is particularly true of the COVID virus. Over the last decade, numerous pieces of information have circulated that the elite's plan with to depopulate the earth for a more sustainable living. we've seen this narrative with the buzzwords of climate change and how we need to take care of Mother Earth since their resources are not finite. Then there's the Georgia Guidestones that literally say, depopulate, depopulate, and not to mention Bill Gates saying the exact same thing. So does it come as any surprise why people would be wary about a vaccine who do not know much about that? And they have said that this new type of vaccine never was used before, and it is experimental. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that we're faced with an enemy. That enemy is called Satan himself. This is a gigantic demonic delusion, a gigantic demonic delusion that the net's being cast over the globe. It is to bring about the depopulation of the earth. It's to bring about total, absolute, abject control. It's to bring about the submission of citizens in America and around the globe to the governmental authorities. Just as you see in China today, the governmental authorities in total control over the life and the health, the movement, and the mandate being given out for the citizens in China. Every human being in China is being watched on the cameras, being controlled by the social credit system, which is nothing less than what we're now calling the Green Pass or the COVID Pass. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, don't ask, don't tell. If I have the right to control my body, if I have the freedom of choice to say yes or no, then why doesn't that extend to the COVID pass, the COVID vaccination? But ladies and gentlemen, for the past 18 months now, we've been deceived. We've been lied to. We've been kept in a state of chaos and confusion and absolute fear. And yet the Bible says that God's not given us a spirit of fear. And yet I find Christians of all people should not be fearful, but I find Christians falling in the same camp of being fearful, frightened to death of what this thing is going to do. Ladies and gentlemen, if the vaccination is so vital, then why is it? Let me ask you a question. Why is it the CDC and the National Institute of Health, the Fauci-controlled organizations, between 40 and 50% of those employees are not vaccinated? Did you know that? He was challenged about that and mumbled around and didn't exactly know why that was the case, but he would look into it. That was exactly the question, some of the questions by Senator Rand Paul, and Fauci got a little uptight and wanted to remonstrate back to him that he was just out of order and he was not asking the questions correctly. And Fauci lied, lied, and lied. I watched some of that interrogation, by the way. But ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Fauci, Emperor Fauci, as he is called, Lord Fauci, continues his trek of saying that we need to be vaccinated. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, this deadly virus and all of CDC and the NIH and the WHO and all of the socialist, Marxist, communists that are scrambling to cover their own deceit and their own interest is exactly what we see taking place. Listen, perhaps you have not heard me say, and at the risk of redundancy, let me remind you, Dr. Fauci, Emperor Fauci, Lord Fauci, makes $453,000 a year, not counting the theft of patents in the past 30 or 40 years that he has made available to himself because of the research that was paid for by federal government. And under the federal law, you cannot take a scientist and or a physician that's working in that field and then confiscate for himself those patents. He ought to be prosecuted, and he ought to be put in prison, as one person said, because he's lied to us and the general public, and it's because of a self-interest, because he's on the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And as a foundation worker, employee, he gets paid by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is in control of the majority of the global pharmaceutical investigatory organizations that's now developing the vaccines. And he has an interest in that. What will be made? Only God knows what he's going to make off that. I wonder why Dr. Fauci made a public statement on January of 2017. Listen carefully. January 2017, Donald J. Trump had already been inaugurated as president, the 45th president. And a subtle, veiled statement was made by Lord Fauci, Emperor Fauci, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci said in January of 2017 that the incoming president, that's speaking of Trump, did not realize that he would probably have to face some kind of deadly pandemic or virus. Why did he say that? That was a subtle threat, and that opened his mouth and exposed the inner thinking because he knew what was going to come about. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Joseph, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, the Bible is our guide, as you know, and I would be interested in your interpretation or your commentary about leprosy. And Leviticus chapter 13 says the priest shall pronounce him unclean. He shall dwell alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp. All of that is Leviticus 13. How does that relate to the topic today?
It does, and I'm glad you mentioned that. In fact, I have made statement on several occasions that I was planning on walking into these stores, putting on a gigantic mask, holding my hand over my face, and starts screaming, unclean, 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 see how many folks would crawl under the counters. But when you go back to the leprous man, it was the requirement in those days that a leprous person be kept outside the camp. I called it he was unkept, he was unclean, and he was unwanted. He was untouchable. And as you know, in the biblical record in the New Testament, it's the Lord Jesus Christ that reached out and touched him. And yet there was the something that was not done in that era because of the requirements for a leprous person. Here's the point. In that culture, only those that had, and that the leprosy was an incurable, at that time, incurable, untouchable, unclean disease. And he could only go, once he had been supposedly cured, go to the priest. The priest is the only one that could pronounce him clean or cleansed, as it would be. But in that era, only those that were in the, with that, if you'd call it, death warrant that's proposed against them because they were there was no hope for them living, only those people were required to wear a mask and say unclean. But we have, as the a contrast to that in America, where everybody's supposed to wear a mask, everybody's considered unclean, everybody is dangerous to everybody else, everybody is going to harm someone else. And so there's a vast difference, though, in that culture and in that setting, though they have conquered, the medical science today has conquered the disease of leprosy. But by the way, when you look at leprosy, that's a good illustration of sin. Sin causes one to be unclean, unkept, and unwanted, and it is the deathly disease unless it is forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ and covered with his shed blood. But that's a good question that you have and a good illustration and contrast and comparison.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your call, and God bless you. Keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, don't ask, don't tell. Don't ask, don't tell. Don't you dare go into a store or place of business. Somebody say, have you been vaccinated? That's your personal business. You don't need to tell them. You don't need to say. That is not for you to divulge, and that is not for you to say, and they ought not to be saying it. In fact, there should be somebody that if a business, a store, a company, or an organization is doing that, there should be some way that the citizen could group together with a class action suit and file suit. That's the only thing these folks understand when it comes to the culture in which we're living in today of trying to force one into the mold of taking the vaccination, even though it's an experimental drug and has killed over 4,000 in America already, with hundreds of thousands of dire situations, including blood clots and paralyzation and sterilization of thousands upon thousands in America alone, not counting around the globe and what is taking place. In fact, the cure is more deadly than the disease itself. That's where we are today. And Fauci is one that is responsible. We'll talk about this more in just a moment. Here's an article that says Fauci's criminal malpractice and killing of medical freedom. Anthony Fauci, Emperor Fauci, Dr. Fauci, is responsible. Listen to me carefully, and we'll go into this further after the top of the hour news, but listen to me carefully. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the one that is the co-creator of the pathogen. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the one that helped sponsor the creation of the pathogen in the Chinese Wuhan virus lab in China. And Dr. Fauci is now the one that is supposed to be the Johnny Come Lately, as my mother used to call it, that wants to come along and say, I'm going to help cure you, and I'm going to help cure this pandemic. It's Dr. Fauci that is absolutely culpable and ought to be caught, tried, and convicted for his culpability in doing that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news for about 1 minute. Don't turn